make my life exciting. Bam, see you stand. Body always supporting.
Hello everybody and welcome to another rip-roaring episode of Art and Labor. I'm your host, OK Fox, and with me is my co-host Naz. Naz.
Hey, how's everybody going? We are currently walking down, what is this, Jackson Street, not Avenue, and we are headed to the Boris concert. So come with us on Mamdani's election night.
Are the Borises going to shout out Mamdani?
is that what the Borises are going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a night of suspense, mystery, intrigue.
Wow. What's going to happen?
What is going to happen? Do you think that...
I think we have to take the subway home to see what it's like.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I mean, I was planning to, but I was like... Oh, yeah, some great ambiance here. They're gearing up for the election night festivities.
Williamsburg is a dead zone because nobody can live here.
Well,
it's,
I mean, everybody here probably voted for Cuomo. So, I mean, look at it. What we're looking at right now.
Bland. Boring.
Disgusting.
Not even a crosswalk. That's crazy.
Let's see if we die going across the no crosswalk city.
Whoa.
But yeah, so here...
That was scary. I got spooked.
This is a beautiful...
It's still Romantic Halloween, by the way. Romantic Halloween continues in Halloween 2.
Halloween 2?
Which one is Halloween 2? It's like... I feel like Day of the Dead,
November 1st, is kind of Halloween 2. But if
no,
we're...
the movie. I'm trying to remember which one.
Oh, the movie. I was like, oh, what calendar day?
It's not the Silver Shamrock one.
That's Halloween 3,
yeah.
Oh my god, a mysterious guest.
I think Halloween 2 picks up right after Halloween 1.
Okay, well that's good. Okay. Yeah, our mysterious guest has just informed us that Halloween 3 comes after Halloween 2.
I was a student today wearing a suit on Carpenter Halloween shirt.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I told him we saw John Carpenter and he was not impressed at all.
Probably because he doesn't know what it is.
He's probably just wearing his dad's t-shirt.
Right.
And didn't expect to talk to a boomer today.
All right,
fine. That happened to me. My friend was teaching, and one of their students was wearing a Baby Shambles shirt, Pete Doherty's band after the Libertines. And I said, holy shit, where did you get that? I love your shirt. And he said, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I collapsed into a million little pieces.
That rocks. Just wear a sigil and not really think about it.
Well, yeah.
More dogs. I got this crazy answer. Did I send you the... I got this crazy answer in this exam. It was about Hildegard of Bingen, St. Hildegard, and one of my students called her an influencer.
Okay. That is... This is the type of thing that makes me...
She was an influencer.
Right. It's the kind of thing that makes me not want to totally leave, like, education or teaching, because sometimes a kid will pop out with something like that, and it's like, holy shit, yeah, she is an influencer. You are right, my young one. You got this correct. So, that is great.
And you taught me a thing or two
along the way. Right.
No, I'm saying you taught me what an influencer is, because...
because you're an adult, and you should know this shit.
I don't know anything about...
About Hildegard.
I don't know anything about being an influencer because I'm a bad one.
I mean, I think you are an influencer. You were definitely an influencer at the Top Surgery Bookstore and Coffee House.
That's correct. Top Surgery Bookstore
should be paying
for my Top Surgery.
I agree. I mean, I guess in some ways they kind of like got you to this point, but. Also,
yeah,
kind
it
of
was
not.
Really, it was like a school of the world.
I was learning in public.
I was learning in public, and they paid for my education.
Right, right.
So really, I should be thankful.
You should be thankful for the slop that they fed you.
It made me a big, strong mutant boy I am today.
But
no, actually, that was EBT, and that's running out soon.
Oh yeah, where are we at, young listeners? Are we all? I mean, I'm not allowed to have it because my job has decided that employees of the state are not eligible for them. So that's cool. I love that for myself. But yeah, I don't know. Are we out? Are our cards not refilling? What is happening right now?
Yeah, the cards just don't refill. But that like happens. That's like happened before. But like, yeah, they're. What's going to get them to release it is like fighting them.
Right.
So
right.
It's like it.
Do you think Mom Donnie will release the funds?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think he'll pressure people to release the funds.
Okay.
And
okay.
Like, he should release the funds. He should provide, like, we should set an example and provide EBT just through city taxes and just show the rest of the world, like, we'll do it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's wrong with your lazy ass or whatever?
Right. Right. Like, oh, we could self-fund this, but...
I don't know. It's like, why not?
No, that's a good point. But, yeah, so far, quiet on these Brooklyn streets. No fights, no Nazi rallies.
Did see the Sliwa signs in the old Italian delis. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
This neighborhood mathematically doesn't matter. Who cares?
Who cares about it? Who cares?
They'll get with the program later. They're just dummy Republicans.
Well, I mean, you know, it becomes just the, like, they've done it this way, they've always done it this way, why would they change? Why would they do anything different? Who cares about the little guy? I got mine, et cetera, which I feel that most people like that ascribe to. Perhaps I'm wrong. Feel free to call in and prove me wrong.
Write me an email.
Oh, okay. yeah, actually, yeah.
Wait, we're almost there.
We're close. We still have a couple of blocks, so we could keep this monologue going a little longer.
What is the monologue? I've got nothing to say.
I think...
That's why I can't record anymore.
Yeah, no, we definitely have hit some very acute, like, what the fuck do you say anymore? Nothing is good. Everything is kind of lame.
People should have gotten more on Mondani's ass about the Tish James stuff.
She right.
Pushed him more. That was always the correct way to be. I don't know what the fuck people were thinking. That's my main thing I've been mad about. But otherwise, well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm just a guy.
Put me in, coach. I'll join up.
I'll be the mayor.
I'll join the Zarussi regime. We'll work as, what were we going to work as re-educators?
Yeah, we were going to make it so, like, I could work at a museum in an ethical and non-moral dilemma way. Uh-huh. We could potentially abolish traditional schooling and teach people through these beautiful museums. Though, of course, we have to be careful about what we teach, because museums can also be tools of colonial and... capitalist empire. I mean, usually they are. So we have to be careful, is what I'm saying. No, over here.
Oh, I see where we... I see it. I see it in the distance.
If you ran a super popular leftist podcast, uh-huh. and the Zoran was on...
And you just let him get away with the really shitty, terrible answer? God, that pissed me off.
And he had a really bullshit non-answer
answer.
For the Tish James thing. Because... And Tish James is really crazy, because she's like a plutocrat... fascist,
right?
Really dangerous, terrible person. Would you think you'd ask a follow-up
yellow
question?
Yellow passing shit around.
The terrible answer that Zoran gave. I don't know.
It's not a priority to these people. It's not a priority to these people. They're petite bourgeois.
I just work for the city.
So I don't. I'm right. Just asking questions.
Right. Right.
I don't know about follow-ups or anything.
I think that.
Softball interview.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. All these interviews always are softball, because that's not the... that you're not selling the policy. You're selling the person.
Yeah.
And people went for it, hook, line, and sicker. Like, oh, you know, I mean, that's it. Like, no wonder Mom Donnie's doing the scavenger hunts and things like that. I support him if that's, you know, of course this is the kind of stuff you have to do.
It's covert even, military
right,
training.
Right, right.
I'm on board.
You know, I don't have an issue with it. It's just like, no, this is what we are being... this is what we are being fed. So...
It might be the best chance we got, though, huh, for a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Like, that's it. If this is what it takes it's to get people.
It's just too important. They're just challenging us to do something because they threw Cuomo in on purpose. We had to sharpen our teeth on him.
Well, yeah, yeah.
There'll be so much more blood to be had.
I mean, I kind of feel like
this is it. It is the Intifada. I believe.
Did you see that de Blasio was wearing a shirt that says Hot Girls for Zara?
Yeah, she's transitioning. That's how she announced her transition. Congrats to her. Be back later for the results.
Until
the OK Fox tapes.
It's my remix of the...
We should just upload it as
is. I will upload it as is. That's the election special.
I know, no matter what, I know Yuichi has us. He'll listen. Yeah. He will listen.
And I listen to all the
And I'll okay. shout out to him.
Our two listeners. Who is listening still?
I mean, I think there are people.
I hear about them.
The robots, the AI scrapers, they're listening.
I mean, I think that a lot of the stuff just, like, downloads to people's, like, podcasts.
Well, the people who know I'm an oracle.
Right.
And they'll
keep
listening because they know.
And, I mean, people tune in
They know
and
about
out.
My secret powers
yeah.
of divination.
No, exactly. But so anyway, so yeah, Boris concert complete. Now that you've heard the full bootleg 2-hour long version, and Mom Donnie is our mayor.
I want to know the official tallies, though.
I don't think they're gonna have them for a little while because it's only 11 right now.
No, but they should have reports back. They should have some reports back by now.
Probably whatever Twitter monkey does the stats.
It's not the. I'll be the Twitter monkey. It's not that big of a deal. You have to go on the BOE's website. God. I was trying to pull it up.
Okay.
I think it's a landslide, though.
I think it was.
If they're comfortable calling it this early.
Yeah.
But, like, who is they and are they and what's going on?
Yeah.
I want to verify and understand. But... it's impossible to use a cell phone.
It's impossible to use a cell phone.
I just
phone
don't know anywhere. How. Listen, that concert rocked.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
And it was definitely the ritual to be a part of today. And you have to turn them more homosexual, though, but they're getting there. It's not the band's fault, it's the crowd.
Yeah, it always surprises me whenever we, like, kind of go to some of these more, like, metal, or even, like, with Swans, it's like, why is everybody here so straight?
What's
up with that?
What's up with that?
It's got nothing to do with me. I was having a great time.
Okay, so being the most Becky.
Mom Donnie is going to speak
not the most
in a couple of minutes, like, any time now, basically.
Declare victory.
Yeah. So...
okay, wait. Okay, here's the percentages.
No, these are for the governor stuff.
No, well...
this is for other...
why don't we have any stats yet?
Well, because it's national.
No, we should have some stats.
I don't...
that's the stat I saw. That's the last stat I saw. I saw that at the... I saw that at the intermission of the concert.
Okay.
So we're not getting the full information yet.
We're not getting the full information yet, but if that's 90% in, that's a little bit... that's not exactly a landslide. Never been.
No, it is a landslide. That's crazy.
I would say that's on the cusp of a landslide. That could go in either favor.
That's a pretty big spread.
It's a pretty big spread, but it's still... I thought there was going to be some... it was going to be like a... maybe like a 60-40 thing.
He would have gotten the SLEWA percentage. That's my take.
Right. Agree completely. Yeah, I mean, I think...
SLEWA was, like, a character designed in a lab to try to, like, siphon, like, ironic leftists into, like, thinking, you know, that just because you're a caricature, you're interesting
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people... I mean, I definitely even had, like, a lot of people from not New York, like, reach out and be like, oh, this guy's hilarious. And it's like, yeah!
Shut the fuck up!
But...
It's also real life.
Well, I mean, I
live in a SLEWA neighborhood. And the map that I saw, the big stretch of Middle Village in Glendale went Cuomo.
It was all Cuomo. Yeah, here.
Well, they didn't campaign there. I will say they didn't campaign there at all. They did no campaigning where they lost.
Right, right.
Like, at all.
And I mean,
zero.
I do think I
and
was...
if they had, they would have won it, I think. But mathematically, I don't think it made sense, so I get why.
Yeah. I mean, I think... I am curious... Who the... So, what is... With Cuomo in Manhattan, what is that? Is that all...
That's the, that's the Upper East Side. Yeah, yeah. So, the Upper East Side is the most conservative part of Manhattan,
okay.
Like 100%. And then that's Wall Street, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I want to live when I grow up. I want to live in that neighborhood for sure. Who is... See, I'm so new to New York.
This is like this fucked up Irish part of the Bronx that sucks.
Oh, okay.
I forget what it's called.
But yeah, so it's like what, like Woodlawn? Ridgewood and Glendale here, and then what, Middle Village and everybody up here?
I'm not recognizing the shapes. I think this is Ridgewood. Ridgewood went pure blue.
Right,
of course.
Right, of course.
But
yeah.
Glendale next to it, and maybe this is Maspeth.
Oh, Maspeth.
I'm not
it,
sure,
it,
though.
Got it,
I got to okay. double check.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'm not the best geography.
My favorite thing in these maps is that they...
More like the red apple.
Oh,
we're
man, there's
seeing
gonna,
a photo
you guys,
of the post. Can't the, wait to get that one.
There's gonna be
what has been your favorite post covers?
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't very going on the red apple. That's not.
No, I like the Hochul one. They made her look like Che Guevara.
Yeah.
That
fun.
One was great.
This is fun, but that sucks.
But what's an apple? Right. Why is he an apple? Why is it? Can somebody explain
the,
to me?
The red apple, because it's big,
the
big
apple.
Apple.
What is the red apple?
But it's the red apple.
You know what? That took me so long to, even as you were saying it, that took me so long to piece it together. I was like,
that's because you're not a real New Yorker.
No, I know it's true, but also like what? Like,
is it, well, maybe this isn't
I'm
real.
Just
I don't. This is so bad. On your marks, get set, Zo.
I don't think
know.
This
maybe
is real.
This is
I don't. Think
this,
it's probably a fake one. It looks bad.
I think that we're now entering.
If this is real, that is pitiful.
It is pitiful, like extra pitiful AI work on that one as well.
Really? Well, I do have to ask though, is the New York Post covers being done by AI or not at this point?
Oh, that's what this is. That's what this is going to determine if this is the real one or not.
Okay.
Then
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Good point. Good
I think
point.
Everything's done by AI now.
That's true.
Probably
that's true.
Right.
That's true.
In some way.
In some way, none of us are saved.
I go on Instagram. I know
so,
what it.
Wait,
I know.
So they had frogs on sale at the merch booth?
Yes.
They did have frogs
on sale. Did people also bring their own frogs in some cases?
Probably people who have been to shows before and have acquired the frogs, perhaps brought the frogs.
I think I saw like a wide variety of frog
they
designs.
They have a wide variety for sale. Do you want a frog?
No.
Do you want to go back in there and get
no,
a frog?
No,
maybe?
I don't want to. Deal with the merch table.
That's the thing.
I'm very tired.
I mean, likely they have them online, but it's not the same as buying it at the show. I understand.
Look, I got us little bandanas.
I'm very fond of bandanas.
Look.
They're beautiful wizards. I love them so much.
It was such a beautiful show. What a ritual to cast right before the full moon, huh?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was seriously beautiful. And I really enjoyed, like, sitting on the floor and, like, feeling the, like, just the total, like, vibration. Like,
I love sitting
that.
At the concert.
Yeah, me too.
Sitting at the concert's so clutch.
And if you go see them, they're going to give you a couple little riffs and notes. They're going to, like, make your bones shake. It's crazy. They massage
they
you
do.
Inside your body.
It's true.
No, when
it's true.
I saw,
they might as well.
When I saw swans, I was having this like huge sciatica flare up, and like the freaking like we were kind of like pretty close to the speakers, and it felt so good on my leg and back. It was like complete swans therapy.
Insurance should cover these tickets.
Exactly.
In a just society.
Exactly. That's correct. That is
exactly.
So correct.
Wait, so let's do... I want to get a loot check here. So,
oh, a loot check, yeah.
What's this guy?
So this is the this is the bandana, but then you guys have the bandana.
It's on me. It's under my...
And then the uniform shirt is fucking killer.
Is it the Seven of Swords or something?
I think it's its own thing, but it's still really cool. And then I picked up a hoodie because I need something to go to Germany with, and I figured
that's so
hoodie.
You. Oh, it's like the fucking font. God damn.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I did what I did. And then
that's insane.
Uniform also had these like really killer pins.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Those are super killer. Oh, very fancy. Okay, yeah, so that's the...
It's like a Grim Reaper communist style situation.
It's what the New York Post predicts we're going to wake up to
that's
tomorrow.
That's correct. That's correct. And
no,
they're right.
Apparently they don't, they don't have the vision to even imagine something cool.
It's just the big red apple.
They just got the AI. If that's real, they just got the AI to imagine it for them.
Like, what? Isn't it just going to take, like, a stiff breeze to tell these people, you're nothing. You're nothing, and we don't care.
Do you know what? They should have said...
You're nothing.
Red delicious. That would have been better.
I don't think there's no punch-up. It's not...
There's no punchline here. You're all stupid. You're all dumb.
No. I don't know. I just want to see the breakdown. I want to see all the neighborhoods. I want to look at all the little data.
I mean, now we get the fun, like, block-to-block stuff.
Whatevs.
I love the
block-to-block. I'll check it later.
It'll be here.
But I got to think about the full moon, and I got to think about intentions. The intention is rising up. That's the only way. It's not going to be through Mandani. It's going to be through, like, people organized together in these neighborhoods to, like, put meaningful pressure on things.
Yeah.
Like actually physically moving the needles that need to be moved in order to get us literally anything better or easier.
Well, I mean, I think we can see here. I mean, people really banded together for the Mamdani stuff, but it's like I'm afraid people are just like, okay, we did the Instagram post, we're done now. So
it's going to be a lot of high pressure stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's going to be interesting to see the interim, like, before, because he doesn't become mayor until, like, January.
January, yeah, it kicks in then.
So we'll see.
I mean, yeah, happens. A lot can happen between
and
now and then.
And a lot of, like, people he's going to say is in the cabinet or whatever, if he'll signal to more of the Tish James bullshit.
Right.
Or which way he's going to tack, which way he voted on the housing proposals and how those shook out.
Right.
That's going to determine a lot of different things, but it's all going to depend on the neighborhood also.
Definitely. I wonder if, because this is such like an existential threat to the Republicans, if they're going to attempt some sort of like, oh, he can't be mayor. Like, they're going to put in court order stuff.
And it'll just get dragged on.
And it'll just get dragged
on. That'll mean that people will ride in the streets, and that is what it would take. And people are just going to have to start getting comfortable with having to do that, probably, because that is probably in the future.
I mean, just make them a little hungrier and see what happens.
I am hungry. I miss my EBT so much. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. I want my EBT back. That's why I'm back on the podcasting circuit, hat in hand, beggar's cap.
Please rescue us.
Okay, I'm turning it off, but I'll turn it back on later, maybe.
Yeah. Strange committees.
It's really quiet in Williamsburg, wouldn't you say?
It is very quiet. Is this technically Williamsburg?
Or like Greenpoint Williamsburg border.
Okay.
But
okay.
This is Williamsburg.
I mean, I like the industrial part of Williamsburg where the carousel killer once killed, but I know he has now moved on because the Mirage is closed.
He did his part to
close
the Mirage, and now the chapter is behind us.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I'm sure he'll go somewhere else, but I don't have intimate knowledge of where he is now. So maybe, perhaps he went to Argentina or Mexico, or maybe a European nation, so he no longer has to deal with this failing city.
Sounds about right. We're discussing how the MTA doesn't deserve any more money. It should just sink into the sea, frankly.
I mean, it's going to.
It's literally doing that. That's what's going to happen, and it's what it deserves.
How will I get to work?
Not my problem. Someone else got to figure that out. Someone else got to figure it out. It couldn't be me. Like, that's the thing. These jobs, like, they should pay for commute. They should pay for how fucked up it is.
Well, like, it's crazy that, like, I mean, okay, fine.
I'm getting paid hourly. The commute should count. Why shouldn't it count?
Right. That was another thing for the workplace.
Why stop at just buses? Why not the whole system?
I mean,
like, why not try? Yeah.
Well, because the buses are the worst.
That is true. It's insane to like
to pay like the same amount.
Q55
for,
should pay me.
They should. The Q55 owes me so much reparations. It's so fucked up. I hate the Q55. But I also love her. She's like an angel. Sometimes she comes and it's like an angel.
Somebody in OK's neighborhood has a bumper sticker that says like "fuck you, 58 drivers" or something like that.
Yeah, it's about the 58 drivers, which it's a more common bus for normal people. But
that's like
where do I get that?
That's a crazy.
Yeah, we took a photo of that one. I'll have to dig that up for the.
That's awesome.
I think you're asking to be run off the road. I don't think you should get in trouble if you're a bus driver. And,
dude, I love the defensive Q55 drivers who like take up all of Myrtle and they're like, "You won't pass. I'm not gonna let you pass."
It's really powerful.
I think it's really cool. Could you imagine making a bus lane on Myrtle?
There are a lot of great Q55 drivers. It's not their fault.
How do you make a bus lane on Myrtle? How do you do that?
I don't know.
You have to get rid of the parking.
On at least one of the sides.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's impossible. You can't have parking both sides and the bus and thoroughfare traffic. It's impossible.
They're gonna have to get rid of the parking on both sides. They should get rid of it. But it's the most bottleneck street in the city. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've sat in like bus traffic there for like not moving 20 to 30 minutes.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like. It's so bad over there, and it's going to get worse. Especially, like, it seems to be, like, the kind of neoliberal wing of the Zoran regime is, like, this Yimby-ish, like, abundance-adjacent psychopaths who I'm extremely disgusted by. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll have more to say when we know what the ballot proposals are doing, but, like, I don't know if I necessarily trust Zoran's administration with... affordable housing. They haven't signaled that they really truly understand what the heart of the issues is here, which is that we need a return to full public housing, a full return to funding NYCHA, and a full return to like universal programs for housing.
Well, I think this was
and anything the... short of that is stupid. It's stupid to try to play games with these dumb tech bros who don't know shit.
That's very true. Oh, our train is coming.
Here we go.
Let's have fun. Lots of fun.